federalnewsradio.com and WTOP.com, our sister station, suffered a type of cyber attack that's becoming all too common. The security breach was one of opportunity, not one of being a target, per se. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins us now with details on what happened to our websites. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, what did happen, technically speaking, to WTOP.com and federalnewsradio.com last week?
Well, it's something called a drive-by attack, and this is the idea where a hacker who controls hundreds or thousands of computers, you know, commonly known as a botnet, tells them, okay, go to a random but popular network and find a hole and get inside that hole of the network, and then develop this kind of like message to get visitors to that website to put in their credit card information. In our case, it was a fake antivirus message saying, you know, when you downloaded this malware, something popped up and said, hey, your computer's infected, you need help, click on this, put in your credit card information. So the idea was a scam to steal kind of credit card data. John Spalding is the Washington, D.C. Director of Information Systems for Hubbard Radio, which owns WTOP and Federal News Radio.
An intruder was able to exploit a vulnerability on a different website hosted on our shared infrastructure. From there, they gained privileged access to WTOP.com and federalnewsradio.com. After installing some hidden portals, which allowed them continued access to our sites, they implemented malicious code, which allowed malware to attempt to infect our site visitors' computers. One aspect of how it worked was that it excluded some popular browsers like Chrome and Firefox from accessing the malicious code.
So to be clear, WTOP.com and federalnewsradio.com have been scrubbed from the malware. The holes in the network have been plugged. Both websites are safe to visit no matter which browser, Internet Explorer, Safari, Chrome, or Firefox you're using.
In the short term, we have remediated the vulnerabilities that allowed the intrusion to occur, and we've sanitized the environment of any backdoor access the intruder left behind. We've also taken steps to better protect our user database of email and passwords, and communicated appropriate defensive action to those who may have been affected. Going forward, we'll continue to harden our sites to evolving attack methods to do our best to prevent something like this from happening again. We realize it is a hostile environment.
And that's the voice of John Spalding, our IT director, and we're speaking with Jason Miller live, our executive editor. Jason, how common is this type of cyber attack against websites?
You know, it's a growing attack in popularity among hackers. Now, cybersecurity company Symantec found in their 2013 Internet Security Threat Report that drive-by web attacks increased by a third in 2012, possibly driven by something called malvertising. Now, malvertising is one of those great terms you only get in computer world, but it's the type of thing where you get an ad that's infected with malware, so when the user clicks on that ad, their computer then becomes infected. Now, Symantec says drive-by infections from websites will become even more common and even harder to block without some advanced security software because of how they're hidden inside the website. Now, the company also says criminals will increasingly attack websites using malvertising or website attack kits, which is something that Federal News Radio and WTOP.com have suffered from, the attack kits, as a way to infect users. Johannes Jorwick is a dean of research and a faculty member of the SANS Technology Institute. He says web applications are much more complex today than ever before.
They have a lot of different parts they're composed of, and it's really not easy to make sure that all of them are secure. Probably the most or the hardest task in security is to prove that something is secure. So really, you can just follow best practices, and what we usually call is sort of build up defense in depth, but you don't really rely on one particular component in your application to be secure. So, for example, you monitor your logs, you check that your file integrity is in place so nobody's modifying your files. And by doing that, you can sort of achieve a reasonable level of security.
But what Symantec and others are finding is that small firms don't have or not aware of the need to secure their systems against these type of attacks. In fact, Symantec said small businesses, those with less than 250 people, were victims of 31% of all cyber attacks in 2012. That's up from 18% the year before.
So do people think that WTOP.com and federalnewsradio.com were targeted by the hackers?
Well, right. So WTOP, Spalding says, and other experts I've talked to, said that the they don't think that these attacks are specifically targeted at this company. It seems it's more of a random attack that found a hole in the network defense and took advantage of it. Spalding did say that this was the largest and most complex attack against federalnewsradio.com and WTOP.com, and he says the drive-by attack happened not because of something the organization didn't do, but because the hackers found an opportunity in an existing and unknown hole in the network. Now, Yorwick says there is no rhyme or reason for many of these attacks.
Really, most of these attacks are random. We set up a little honeypot and usually detect like about a half a dozen of these attacks a day, just on a random website that's no special at all. So it doesn't really matter if you're a big or a small website. Of course, the bigger websites tend to see more of these attacks and have to be more careful about this.
Al McCole is a former head of the Homeland Security Department Security Operations Center and now vice president of cybersecurity at Robbins Joya. He says the presence of fake antivirus software clearly indicates that this was a cyber criminals looking to make money, not a nation state type of attack interested in espionage, you know, targeting federal employees or contractors through our website. McCole adds that the attack does not resemble and is not related to some other well-publicized attacks against other news organizations because it would not have included this overt intrusion into the networks of Federal News Radio or WTOP. Now, some systems may have been infected, he says, but this would have been more collateral damage. So those are all kind of good news things if you can find a silver lining in this.
So, Jason, if we were government, here's the question we would ask that I'll ask and that I will now ask you, and that is, what are the lessons learned from this attack?
Yeah, there's always some valuable ones that could apply, I think, to any organization, big or small. And I think the biggest one is have a plan. You know, John Spalding says, follow that plan. Don't be afraid to call in additional resources for help. In this case, Federal News Radio and WTOP called in Mandiant, a very well-known cybersecurity firm, to help out. Now, Joel Oxley is Senior Vice President and General Manager of WTOP and Federal News Radio.
Number one, you have to take this very seriously. The trust of your consumers, your users, your listeners in our case, has to be priority number one, and I'm glad to say that we did that. I also think that you have to move very quickly and decisively on gathering all of your resources, both internally and externally, and hiring the best people to work with you on this, in our case, somebody like Mandiant. There is certainly a lot of pressure to move quickly. You have to make sure that you truly have all your boxes checked and try to be as cautious as you possibly can to take care of your users.
Now, Oxley says both sites, WTOP.com and FederalNewsRadio.com, did lose web traffic. Obviously, fewer people came because of the cyber attack, but he is confident that both listeners, readers, and advertisers understand the threats every business faces online, and they're going to return. He didn't offer any details of how much the decrease in web traffic to the site saw, nor did he offer any cost to fix these problems. Now, Oxley says the company will continue to put forward the necessary resources to secure the network, to make sure that things are safe online, because obviously these threats will continue to evolve. We see that all the time within government and within industry.
Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.